The University Galleries in Uptown Normal currently is showing the 2018 Faculty Biennial, with works ranging from paintings to metals to sculpture and graphic design. University Galleries curator Jason Judd says this show is an opportunity for the town and gown community members to see what the School of Art faculty are working on. Judd points out an installation by artist Aaron Pallucci, who's the Arts Tech Director. The work features a chair before a huge set of speakers and an audio processor.
Aaron brought in this incredible sound installation, which is a combination of these speakers that act or are actual sculpture elements. So he did make those speakers.
You mean he didn't go to Best Buy to get these?
He did not go to Best Buy, surprisingly, to get these. Because speakers are becoming smaller and smaller every day,
they
right?
They are.
So you usually don't see something of this size. But along with the visual elements of this, there is a sound element. And what it is, if you sit in the seat, you get a holographic sonic representation of the sounds. So wherever the sounds may sound like they should be coming from, not unlike surround sound, this kind of gives you that atmosphere within this kind of 10-foot radius.
Let's hear some of that sound.
Okay.
So it sounds like we're in a crowded deli.
There's a variety of sounds. It's about a half an hour long sound piece, and it is a mixture of open source sounds from YouTube, which he has taken, remixed, re-edited to produce this kind of sonic landscape. So there's this kind of bustling, maybe cafe area right now, but there could be a race car next, or there could be a very serene nature walk going on.
And what's the name of this piece?
Dipole Line Array, which is the speaker design, and then transport as the sound design.
That is really cool. Let's take a look at some of the other items you have on display. So I noticed on the list of faculty, you have John Miller showing here. John Miller is a glass artist.
He is. John Miller has been in the School of Art for a long time, and he has two distinctly different works of art in the show. One is two pieces of food, if you will, right? Sculptures of food.
Let's see
which
them.
We're going to have to take a walk to the other room here.
So it's glass food that he's made.
So
something very tempting?
Something that, some of his work does include these glass sculptures of a larger-than-life-size food. So within that, he made these, somewhat modestly-sized pieces for John Miller, of a hamburger and a donut. And instead of this being a multicolored glass piece, they're chrome glass pieces.
Gorgeous. So, and there's actually sprinkles on the donut.
There's actually sprinkles on the donut. And they have that chrome sheen just like an old bumper on a 50s car.
Sparkling. A wonderful patina.
It is. At night, since we're by the windows in this gallery, when the rest of the lights shut off, they really sparkle.
On the other side of this gallery space, there's paper all over, the little bits of paper. It looks like an elementary school wall just exploded. What is this installation?
What is this? I like the elementary school, and I think that thought comes to mind because of the distinct colors, right? And the distinct way of writing and thinking about maybe strange graphs or funny words that you might not be familiar with.
And cool little doodles and stick
doodles
figures.
On ripped pieces of paper and note cards and big. This is arts technology professor Derek Downey. Interestingly enough, he works primarily in virtual reality and coding. So he's a very tech-oriented person. But he came to us here at University Galleries with a box full of paper and had said, I make these on my off time. They're just things I think about. They're doodles.
There's hundreds of them.
There's hundreds of them. Could I maybe show these? So, we decided to forego the technology and said, why don't you put these up how you feel they should be seen? And he kind of feels like this is another persona of a madman, of somebody trying to figure something out. So they're literally taped with masking tape you can see on here. And like you said, they fill up the whole space. And actually, he has even more, which is incredible. He could have filled the whole entire gallery. there's something spiritual, there's something new wave about them. There's also something a little bit slapstick and comical, right? That they don't take themselves too seriously to tell you something real. And I think a interesting question to ask yourself is this Derek who thinks these things, or does he let himself go to another person who thinks these things?
Let's take a further look around. So there's this installation here that goes from the baseboards up to the ceiling, which is like 18 feet. And it's bright yellow. It's almost like a traffic sign, mm-hmm. with black characters all over it. What are we looking at?
We have a collaboration between two graphic design professors who came together to think about the idea of translation. Laden, one of the graphic design professors, she writes and knows Persian. And then Alice Lee, the other collaborator, knows and writes Korean. So together they were thinking about the graphic elements of each alphabet, how that comes together formally, and what that means when it's read by the viewer in that interaction.
Why the size? Why did they choose to make this so ginormous?
Well, we really try to give each of the faculty members a large amount of space. And we say, you know, use as much of the wall up to the ceiling as you want. And they took us
literally
doing this. That made us happy. And if you look, they're very skillful at layout and design. So making this incredibly large wall look sophisticated, smart, and interesting seems to be second nature to them. You can look at it from across the room, and you really get this full-scale experience about what you're reading in each of the alphabets. When you come closer, you can start to see the different typefaces of the different letters they use. But furthermore, there are these little flashlights you can get off the wall, and you can turn that on and bring it over to these strange acrylic fonts here.
Oh, when you shine it on.
It creates the shadow of some of those letter forms that they're interested in. Many people can come and, you know, really interact through light with it. So there's a really great dimension of space.
That's curator Jason Judd from the University Galleries, currently showing the 2018 Faculty Biennial. That's up now through February 11th. I'm Laura Kennedy.